Introduction. Welcome to Lesson 1.2, Key Differences Between Generative AI and Traditional AI. This lesson is part of Module 1, Foundation Understanding Generative AI in the Fundamentals of Generative AI for Sales course. In this lesson, we'll explore the definitions of generative AI and traditional AI, compare their capabilities, and provide practical examples of each type in action. By the end of this lesson, you will be able to distinguish between generative AI and traditional AI, recognizing their unique functionalities and applications in the financial services industry. Main content definitions of generative AI and traditional AI. To start, it's essential to define what generative AI and traditional AI are. Traditional AI primarily focuses on recognizing patterns and making decisions based on historical data. It can analyze existing information and provide insights but doesn't create new content. For instance, if you input customer data into a traditional AI system, it can predict future trends based on past behavior, such as identifying which customers are likely to churn. On the other hand, generative AI takes this a step further. It not only analyzes data but can also generate new content, such as text, images, or even music. A popular example of generative AI is OpenAI's GPT, Generative Pre-trained Transformer, which can write coherent essays or simulate conversations based on prompts. This ability to generate new content based on learned patterns makes generative AI particularly valuable in contexts where creativity and innovation are crucial. Comparison of capabilities. When comparing the capabilities of generative AI and traditional AI, several critical differences emerge. Data utilization. Traditional AI relies on structured data, such as databases with clearly defined fields. It excels in tasks like classification and regression. Generative AI, however, can work with unstructured data, such as text or images, allowing for a wider range of applications. For example, while traditional AI might analyze past sales trends to forecast future sales, generative AI could create new marketing materials based on current trends and customer preferences. Output generation. Traditional AI's output is typically analytical, providing insights or recommendations based on data analysis. Generative AI, in contrast, produces creative outputs. For example, a traditional AI might suggest changes to a financial product based on customer feedback, while a generative AI could draft an entire marketing campaign for that product. Learning approach. Traditional AI often uses supervised learning, where the model is trained on labeled data. In contrast, generative AI can utilize unsupervised or semi-supervised learning, allowing it to learn from vast amounts of unstructured data without needing explicit labels. This flexibility can lead to more innovative solutions and insights. Examples of each type in action. To make these concepts more tangible, let's look at practical examples relevant to the financial services industry. Traditional AI example. A bank might use traditional AI to analyze transaction data and identify patterns of fraudulent behavior. By examining historical transactions, the system can flag unusual activity that deviates from the norm. For instance, if a customer typically makes small purchases and suddenly attempts a large withdrawal, the system could alert the bank for further investigation. Generative AI example. In contrast, imagine a financial advisory firm using generative AI to create personalized investment reports for clients. By inputting client preferences and market data, the generative AI can produce tailored investment recommendations and reports that align with individual client goals. This not only saves time for financial advisors, but also enhances the client experience through customized content. These examples demonstrate how both types of AI have their strengths and applications, making them valuable tools in the financial services landscape. Conclusion. In this lesson, we explored the key differences between generative AI and traditional AI. We defined each type of AI, compared their capabilities, and examined practical examples from the financial services industry. By understanding these distinctions, you are now better equipped to leverage AI technologies in your role, enhancing customer service and operational efficiency. As we move forward, we'll delve deeper into how generative AI can be applied specifically within sales strategies. Reflection questions: how can you apply the concepts of generative AI and traditional AI in your current role? What potential benefits do you see in using generative AI for customer service in the financial sector? Reflect on a situation where traditional AI could be enhanced by incorporating generative AI capabilities. What would that look like?